to me at this point of time in Europe was the measure between being a barbarian and being civilized. And the Eastern world, the African world, the Arab world, they were all barbarians because they practiced polygamy. They did not see polygamy as the penance that it is, but rather as a form of primitive barbaric behavior. And therefore the Jews wanted to prove, as they always want to prove, that they're more modern than the next. So they made a blanket answer that polygamy is forbidden. As far as the question of divorce is concerned, they said that divorce is valid in Jewish law only if it is also approved by civil authorities. Thereby saying that, for instance, in a country that banned divorce, let us say in Italy, Jews would never get divorced. Now that was a patently false answer, because the Jews had lived in Italy for hundreds of years and had granted divorces as they had in France, etc. But again, that's the answer that Napoleon wanted to hear, because that was the answer that said that the Jewish religion was subservient to the state and would not do anything against the wishes of the state. In our time, we have answered the question more cleverly, because we also have the issue, for instance, here in the United States of civil divorce and a religious divorce. So if a woman receives a get from her husband, but there is no civil divorce, the document that the rabbi will give the parties will say on it that, will not say that they're not divorced, because in halacha they are divorced. He's given her the get, she's accepted it. The document will say that no rabbi should remarry them, should allow either one to remarry unless they produce a civil divorce as well. It's a fine line, but if you think about it, it makes a great difference. Because in effect, it says that we have the right to grant divorces, and that the question of a get is a purely religious issue, not dependent upon the will of the state of the country that we live in. However, it does say that if the state forbids the remarriage, that forbids either party to remarry, as it does under the laws of bigamy, it forbids it unless you produce a civil divorce, then you have to produce a civil divorce. The answer was that marriages between Jews and Christians are binding, although they said they are not encouraged. Now that's a tremendous breach. Because of the fact that here it's the beginning of what Reform has always said, that the marriage between a Jew and a non-Jew, Jews will view that as a marriage. And that therefore they said that they would not consider it to be a religious marriage according to Jewish law.